Hello everyone, and welcome to the video podcast edition of I'm Not Drunk, I'm Autistic, I'm Nara Birch. And today we have a little bit of a new format. I'm a little excited, so I've been watching a lot of knitting podcasts lately, just because I don't really have anybody to talk about knitting with, and it kind of feels like I am talking with someone about knitting when I get to watch those, and it's like, why not do a little bit more of that on the TISM Talk episodes, because knitting really is a giant part of my TISM. It's my greatest stim, it's one of my biggest special interests, it's the thing that brings me like the most joy in the world, so why not? I don't know if I need to clarify this at all, because like, I know my podcast is on a lot of different platforms, and I know that Spotify allows video, as well as if you're watching this on Instagram or YouTube, but in case you're not watching the actual thing, and you want to watch the actual thing, like let's just say you're listening to the audio version of this, you can go to my Instagram or YouTube or on Spotify and find the actual video edition of it. I don't know why I'm doing this, because I'm talking to the people who aren't watching me, but let's carry on, shall we? I have notes. I made a list. I'm gonna try my hardest to insert pictures right here of the different things I'm talking about, so fingers crossed. Let's see how this goes. I have internet now, so I can like actually sit in my home and do this and edit and not have to go to a public library or a coffee shop, so I can like get a little fancy. So first, we're gonna talk about some works in progress that I have, or WIPs. And also, like, if this just isn't your jam and you'd like to just hear me talk about autism more than knitting, feel free to leave. It's okay, I still appreciate you. Anyways. My first work in progress is the Penguano sweater by Stephen West, and it is a doozy. I haven't touched it in a while. This is it. Isn't it pretty? It's going to be like a ginormous sweater. I have one of the sleeves done. There's going to be a cuff added to that. There's a whole like collar that gets added and a bottom portion, but I've made a lot of progress. I should really start doing it again today. That's my goal. I need to put it back on the needles. It was in hibernation for a little bit because I needed the cord for something else, but like, I don't know, it's gonna be all warm and squishy, and it's made up of just various acrylic yarns I bought myself, yarns that my friend Grace gave me that actually like inspired some of this. So a lot of these yarns are generous donations from her, which I really appreciate. Like, I got so excited when she came over and gave me all this yarn that like I immediately bought this pattern, and I was just like, I'm inspired, I need to do something. So thank you for that little spark of inspiration, Grace. That's the Penguano by Stephen West. I am also working on, and by the way, in case you are a knitter or a crafter, oh my goodness, it's not in here. Oh, I don't know where my project went. But Crown Royale bags make really good project bags. Well, we've lost a hat. It was supposed to be the swirl hat by Mandy Harrington in Hugh Loco's Phyllis Sock in the colorway Popsicles and Ponytails, but I don't know where it went. I was just knitting with it before I started this. Anyways, that's also a work in progress. It's a really pretty just like fingering weight hat. Oh, I should describe things by colors in case you are listening to it. By the way, sorry, we're trying our best here. The Penguano is just like blues and browns, and there's crazy stripes of every color, like every shade of blue you can imagine, and it's called the I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again coat. I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again Mama coat, based off of my favorite album in the entire world by Janis Joplin. And then the Hugh Loco one is just like this parchmenty color that has beautiful speckles of like pinks and blues and like, oh, I love like browns that kind of like little speckles of brown that kind of look like it's just ash flying up from a fire. That's what that one looks like, and it's really pretty, but I don't know where it went. I also, oh my goodness, I didn't bring that over either. I'm also just started. It's called The Honey Striped Cat, which is also by Stephen West, and hopefully a picture will be inserted here. And it's just this really cool, like, slip stitch striped hat that I'm making in purples and grays and greens, and I'm really excited about that. And then, oh my goodness, I didn't bring over any of these. I also have a sock on the needles. It's a rye sock, which is a free pattern from Tin Can Knits, which is a great pattern to start knitting with. Like, if you've never knit socks before, it's a great one to start with. Like, I've made 3 rye socks so far, and some of them I've done the exact instructions. Others, like this one I'm making for my fiance, and his feet are bigger than all of the instruction sizes are, so I'm doing a 1x1 ribbing on the cuff, which is, I just have this much done, and then I'm going to do a 3x1 ribbing on the leg and the top of the foot, and then stockinette on the bottom, and it's going to be really good. I'm excited to make him socks, and it's in the Knit Picks Chroma Worsted in the colorway Cousteau, which is just beautiful blues and almost blacks and turquoises, and it's going to be striped, and it's really pretty. Okay, I do have actual things though. So, oh my gosh, my hat's about to fly off my head. I finished something. This is a year and a half in the making, almost 1,000 yards of yarn. A lot of crying, a lot of healing, a lot of just magic doing, so I'm gonna cry. So the pattern is the Cleveland Shale Shawl. The Cleveland Shale Shawl, sorry, by Christina Parker. And I haven't taken any finished object pictures of it yet. I still have ends to weave in and blocking it. I still have to block it, which basically means you like stretch it to let the lace pattern kind of relax and like open up more. And I'm really excited about that part. But I have all these ends to weave in still. I got most halfway done. But like I have pictures, I'm gonna go take pictures in one of my favorite forests that have the shale rocks there. And it's a free pattern. I forgot if I said if it was by Christine Parker or not, but it's just it was a really fun knit. It was pure comfort knitting. It's a garter stitch shawl with a tiny little lace repeat every ninth row or so, and like a really cool border. And I made it in 13 different yarns, 13 different colors, each one representing either an event or a special person in my life, or like, I don't want to talk about all of them because some of them are kind of embarrassing, but like this one, okay, so this one's a cool one. This is Miss Babs Yummy 2-Plies in the colorway Ziggy Stardust. And Miss Babs was like, I was listening, when I first started knitting, I was listening to the Yarniacs, like when I first started getting back into it again, like for realsies. And they mentioned Miss Babs, and I was like, what is that? I hadn't really heard of any yarns other than like the acrylic yarns at Michael's, honestly, at that point. Like I had gone to a few yarn stores with my mom growing up, but I was never allowed to buy something, even though I always wanted something. I got something once, and it got really tangled up because it was just not a good yarn for a child to be using. Anyways, like, I don't know, I never since that day, I was like, I really want to try Miss Babs, and like, here, I have it, and the Ziggy Stardust colorway was the first one I saw, so for my birthday last year, I did some mushrooms, cast on this, and listened to the album, like the Ziggy Stardust Spiders from Mars album, front to start, and it just, the rest of these were moments that had already happened. This one is from when I got the idea to do the shawl. We were listening to me and the voices in my head were just cruising along the streets, driving around, listening to some music. And like, I always liked the idea of magical garments and using moments in my life to kind of create like a memory of, a magic memory of. And we came, Dear Prudence came on and the fairies were singing it to me, and because they think I'm pretty, keep focus. And we just, that was when I got the idea to do this kind of like shawl. I was like, okay, let's think, let's try to live out 13 moments of making magic happen. And this is what that is. And I really love it. It's I call it my tallis, which if you aren't a fellow Jew, it is a prayer shawl, but it's like my fairy prayer shawl since I'm not technically a practicing Jew, but I still add, I love all the bits of culture that, and like some of the messages I learned from it growing up. And it is like something that, it's my culture. It's my, but like, anyways, it's my tallis, my fairy tallis, and I really love it. I'm also on a timer here because of my fucking camera. So, let me show you, finally, acquisitions. I have a lot of yarn. I bought a lot of yarn. We got a little Knit Picks order, which is a website. We have here Stroll Fingering Weight in a Sprinkle Heather, and this is for a Flax Light and Barley Light. A YouTuber I watch, an MLM YouTuber, anti-MLM YouTuber I watch is, and that is anti-multi-level marketing, not man-loving man. Thank you, Joey, for having to make me clarify every time I say anti-MLM. We like gay people here. I am gay. Where are you going? And she's pregnant, and I had already knit her a hat, and I was like, let me just make her little baby a tiny little sweater and a tiny little hat to go with it. We have that. I also have this, which is also a Knit Picks stroll, which I bought to represent this color, which is when I went to the magical place called the Leather Stallion, which is like my favorite gay club in the fucking world, and just every time I go there, like half of these are from that time. It's when I go there. Like, I just love it. So it's Knit Picks Stroll in Hollyberry, and the rest of this is going to be a really beautiful cabled sock for me. I still haven't found a good pattern, but we're working on it. This one is a disappointment. I love tweed. Tweed, 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 tweed. That's one of my stims. Anytime I hear that word, I have to do that. I thought it was going to be, the color that came up on my computer screen was this. It was closer to this shirt. Like, and I got it, and it's more tealy than not. I'm not a fan of teal. I'm really not. I'm just not. It's like, I have a jacket that's teal. It's like this color, pure this color, which is, this is a scarf that I knitted. I still need to finish it. This should be going up soon, hopefully. Yeah, I still need to wash it. I wash all of my things before I send them out, just because, like, I live in a house with a cat and whatnot. Also, like, things just get gross just sitting around. But, like, yeah, no, I was super disappointed. This was supposed to be a sock for me. Probably going to become a hat that I sell instead. And then the final thing. The final thing. I'm so excited about this. So this is, I wrote it in my notes. This is Apple Tree Knits Sock Love Gradients in the colorway Chakra. And it's just this beautiful rainbow gradient. I bought it on someone's D-Stash on Ravelry. This yarn was dyed in 2014. It's not available anymore. So I got it for a really, really good deal. Like, really good deal. And I'm just really stoked about it. It's Blue-Faced Lester, which I will also insert a picture of that here because they're just so funny. It's a kind of sheep, but it's a really good sheep. For like socks, it's strong, I think, but soft at the same time, and there's also a little bit of nylon on here, and I was gonna make some pussy grazing socks with it, but instead, I am making a pressed flower shawl by Amy Christophers. I just need to get, like, it's either gonna be a black or, like, a stormy gray with a little blue in it, I'm not sure, but for the background, and then this will be the beautiful, like, gradient of rainbow colors, and I might have enough left to make a sock when I'm done. We're gonna see. We'll see. Anyways, I think that's it in terms of the knitting. Again, I'm gonna work on trying to get my camera to let me record longer episodes. Because it's just letting me do 20 minutes at a time right now, and it's kind of annoying the fuck out of me. I don't know how to fix it. We'll figure that out. But anyways, thank you for coming to the first pretty much just knitting edition of Tism Talk. Again, autism pervades every inch of my life. So I really feel like anything I do is Tism Talk. Like, you're not gonna hear a neurotypical person talk about knitting the way I talk about knitting, obsessively and pretty much in every conversation, and that's all you do all day. Like, this is an autistic joy. This is an autistic thing, and we don't get, we have a lot of like negative things, a lot of things that we don't get to partake in, but we also get things that neurotypical people can never imagine. Like, just the joy I get when I knit is nothing compared to, like, and I know neurotypical people can feel joy and all that shit, but like autistic joy, I don't think neurotypical people can feel that. I don't think that they can replicate that. I don't think their brain wiring can replicate that. And that's something special that we have, and I just like that. So anyways, that's my justification for talking about knitting completely and nothing else. Anyways, thank you guys for listening and or watching. Again, if you would like to watch the actual video of this and you're not, check out my Instagram, which is fuckyoupfairy with underscores after each word, or my YouTube channel, which is The Autistic Pinup, because unlike Instagram, YouTube doesn't think autistic is a bad word. I also, if you wanna buy any of my knitwear or check out any of the things that I knit for sale, I have check out Hearth Fairy Fibers on Instagram. You can also just type in Nara Birch for all of that. Ooh, goodness, that's my timer. Email me at theautisticpinup@gmail.com. And I also offer trainings and article writings and all of that fun stuff if you want a real-life autistic to come and talk to you about what it's like to be autistic. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching, and I will talk to you later. Bye!